Now, sometimes the world of business is a tough place to be. Just ask Duquesne Fednard. He is the boss of a company which makes fuel-efficient stoves in the Caribbean country of Haiti. Those stoves help cut the amount of money Haitians spend on energy. Now, Duquesne's company, called D&E Green Enterprises, is a finalist at an awards ceremony tonight at the Royal Geographical Society in London for ideas which offer practical, local energy solutions and help reduce poverty. But life hasn't always been quite so rosy for Duquesne. Back in 2010, just as he was about to start trading, a devastating earthquake flattened his factory. Well, a short time ago, Duquesne Fednard came into our studio here in central London, and I asked him, first of all, to explain why his stove was so important.
A very simple device, like a cooking stove, can cut somebody's energy bill by 50%. That's the big selling point for the end user. But what got me interested in this particular project is the holistic approach to economic development and lifting people out of poverty. So that's how I get started and I get interested. But really for the end user is what's in it for me. And that's what's in it for that user is that 50% saving on the actual bill. If you think of Haiti, where 80% of the people are living on $2 or less per day, and they spend on average one-fifth of their income just on cooking fuel. So imagine having something that's very simple that can cut that cost by half and doesn't have any other impact in terms of the time they cook. It doesn't impact the way they cook. It's the same way. There's nothing that has changed.
It uses half. Is that right, half the amount of charcoal of a typical stove or open fire?
The traditional stove. Well, actually, not even if you compare it to the actual twist stone fire, it's 75%. But if you're taking a traditional charcoal stove that already using charcoal and you replace it by that particular stove that we are manufacturing entirely in Haiti, that person is able to cut their cost of energy by 50% using half of the charcoal.
Right, so this product is useful to people in Haiti because it's an island state. Obviously, it has to import a lot of its energy. Energy is very expensive. Yeah. The design of this stove means you just have to simply use less fuel.
So less fuel, because 95% of Haitians use charcoal, and charcoal put a lot of stress on the forest. So today we only have 2% of the original forest left in Haiti compared to 63% in 1923. So you can see the rate of deforestation.
And your business has survived and thrived very much despite the odds. There was an earthquake famously in Haiti in 2010. What effect did that have on your company?
When that earthquake happened, we were just in preparation to launch the business. So we, in a sense, were knocked down before we even, started. But that did not prevent us from continuing with what we are doing, because we so believe that, development can be done through a market bit.
And I understand that the earthquake effectively destroyed your
destroyed
premises.
The factory.
So how have you been managed? Destroyed the factory, so, no manufacturing?
So now the factory that we've built was destroyed only 4 weeks, after it was built. And we have moved to temporary tent structures, and we've been manufacturing under tents since then.
And so you've been running your business from tents for the best part of three years?
Yes. Well, I would say
What's that been like?
Oh, it's very harsh condition. Very harsh condition. And if you think of Haiti being a tropical island where the average temperature is 28 degrees and being on the tent from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. and the sun blazing. So imagine that condition.
So this, your invention does a lot for the people of Haiti. It lowers their energy bills. I mean, what are your ambitions now? I mean, are you ambitious to look beyond Haiti? I mean, could your products be exported?
So the ambition is really to create a model for development. So you cannot do development through aid. In the case of Haiti, and that's how people were looking at it, we can try to solve social issues just through aid. I think business need to be part of it. And I needed to make sure we have a strong business case to show that we can solve social issues through a market approach. So
the social issues cutting the cost of energy.
Cutting the cost of energy, but also that has those ripple effect in terms of the health, in terms of the environment, in terms of the job creation, in terms of the really creating business opportunity in Haiti for Haitians.
That was Duquesne Fednard, Chief Executive of D&E Green Enterprises in Haiti.